Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hey, this gentleman will have a spring in his step today because not only is he the boss at Albion Park Harness, he's also one of New Zealand's greatest cricketers,
yes.
Former Test captain, and of course the Kiwis yesterday belted South Africa. Ken Rutherford, a very good morning to you.
G'day, guys. How you going? Look, it was South Africa D, I think, Pat, but thank you very much anyway.
Yes, but it was a good hit out, eh? You got a chance, a good time in the middle, and the bowlers got going.
Yeah, look, the grand prize is you fellas in about two or 3 weeks' time again, so let's look forward to that. It was a good win, though. I mean, Williamson, my word, is his appetite for runs insatiable or what?
Yep. Hopefully that elbow's getting sorer by the day.
Gee, you don't miss much, you guys, do you?
No, we're all over it, mate. And, it'll be a great series to look forward to. You know, short form and then two tests. Brilliant, mate.
Look, Steve Smith at the top of the order. I think that's good for us, isn't it? He always, I mean, those green wickets in New Zealand. I've been walking out of the base reserve a couple of times. At least they had a couple of white lines at either 22 yards either end. You couldn't tell what the outfield is from the bloody pitch sometimes.
I've never known Wellington to be lively, you know, so I'm looking forward to that too, the basin with a bit of fire in it. And,
I've seen you down Courtney Place in Wellington, mate. You know it's lively.
Yeah, that's right.
Look, can I get my plug away here? You've got to get trackside to the Creek, Brisbane's home of harness racing. The Creek, Albion Park, harness racing in the heart of the city. For details, go to thecreek.com.au. And the boss out there is Ken Rutherford, loving it. Hey, you've come off the Inter Dominion. You've got a pretty good horse to hang your hat on to in Queensland Leap to Fame, mate. I mean, the industry must be pumping at the moment.
Yeah, if you go to thecreek.com.au, Pat, right now you'll see a link through the Nutrien sales. We actually sales there at Albion Park on Sunday, kicking off at 12 o'clock, and I think there's 70 lots going through the auction. There's plenty of potential Leap to Fame. There's a leaping out of you too, if you look at the catalogue. It's a hell of a good catalogue, but you are right about Leap to Fame. Geez, his win the Hunter Cup last weekend was absolutely awesome. He sat wide the first lap and a half and went to the front with about a round to go and just kicked their heads in, so it's a great performance. And yeah, Queensland Harness is on a real rise at the moment, Pat, no doubt, on the back of what was a truly memorable December and the ID23.
Yeah, and Rudsy, you're nearly through your first season in harness, and do you break for a little period at any stage?
Gee, Hills, we don't really have a season as such. I mean, there's about 150 meetings at the Albion Park, and they're from January the 1st to December the 31st. And the only sort of routine about it is that every Tuesday, Friday and Saturday nights being our big go, as you can imagine. So there's no real break. I mean, we're already starting to plan now towards the big winter carnival starting in July, where we're very hopeful Leap to Fame will be around. And the Blacks of Fate, the Group 1 on the last Saturday in July, is going to be the big go. So planning's already well advanced with all our partners, including SEN, for what should be a hell of a good winter carnival in July, fellas.
Now, what about the move? Will it eventually happen down to Norwell?
Well, I just heard what you were just saying there about the Gabba, Pat, and
it's fluid at the moment, Kenny.
Yeah, it is. Well, so is Albion Park. It's pretty fluid, I understand, at the moment too. You might notice our good friend Crash Craddock wrote an article in the Courier Mail a couple of days ago suggesting Albion Park's future still kind of being, dealt with, conversed about it at the higher levels, the higher echelons of Queensland state government. So your guess is as good as mine, really. But I mean, if I was having a bet, moving from Albion Park was probably 100 to 1 a year ago. It's probably more into single figures close now.
Right. Okay. All right.
Yeah, I knew there was going to be walkways through there to the village and green space and, you know, those big box gymnastic and weightlifting stadiums. And, yeah, you've had everything designed on that land, haven't you? Mate, you're saying the industry's fine. Eh? Like, and does that include that's breeding, racing and retiring of horses?
Yeah, all of that. I mean, animal welfare heels these days is such a big part of not just harness racing, but the three codes, yes. the greyhounds as well as the two equine codes. It's a hell of an important thing. Yeah, it is going well. The only thing that's probably on the radometer in terms of the temperature being high is just the wagering on it. And whether we like it or not, the wagering is kind of your backbone of the whole industry, really, how much people punt on the three codes. And that's just... Yeah, looking a bit dicey at the moment. So okay. It is down. Harness racing, oddly enough, is down a lesser percentage than the other two codes. But that's the only kind of alert at the moment. Everything else seems to be going pretty well. The sales are often a really good indicator of how healthy a sport is or how healthy racing is. So let's see how the sales go this Sunday.
Good stuff. All right, Kenny. Thank you, mate. And I know you're going to join us on a monthly basis here. So get trackside of the creek. Brisbane's home of harness racing right here and virtually in the CBD. For details, go to thecreek.com.au. Yep. Ken Rutherford, thank you.
Thanks, Jads.
Have a great day, guys. Cheers.
Yeah, and don't forget, what are you really gambling with? For free and confidential support, visit thegamblinghelponline.org.au.